Before I start, I would like to ask you some questions. Like, how many of you have at least like one or two, you know, at least one believers, like one believer, international believer? Okay, I believe pretty everybody do. So, how many of you know at least one believer who are going back to their home country? Like a going back or already back? Okay, there's some.
Well, not home country, but
another country. Oh. So that's not returnee, that's traveler. But it works too. Okay, great. So today I'm going to talk about returnee ministry, and I want to show you this discipleship pathway. This is I-5's discipleship pathway. So we divided a person like into four stages of their faith life, like seeker, new believer, committed believer, and partner. You might think when you pick up students, you know, from the airport or when you hold them, you can define them as a seeker. And then when they come to Christ, you can define them a new believer. And then they start become more committed, and then they enjoy the ministry, or maybe they start their own ministry. So my question is, where are you going to put the returnee? So anyone? Do I have the microphone? So if I want you to put the returnee in these four stages, or between the four stages, where are you going to put them?
Number one?
Well, that should be our vision.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the right answer, but the question is, like, if you want to find a point, then this line, where are you going to put them? Maybe it's not a question, but...
I think it depends. I think it depends on how long people are here for and when they've come to Christ. I think that most of my experience is with visiting scholars who are just here for a year, and so if they've come to Christ, they're almost all in the new believer category.
That's the correct answer. My answer is there's nowhere to put them or everywhere to put them, because returnee can happen at any time. So that's why my.